You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Kate Campbell, welcome to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
It is wonderful to be back on for this bonus episode, and today we're going to give you 5 ways to improve your financial habits in 2022 that are going to set you up for success.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's quite a pitch.
Okay, so 15 minutes, 5 habits. Let's start with, what is a habit?
Yes, so using a definition, because we didn't make this stuff up, but in psychology, a habit is any regularly repeated behavior that requires little or no thought and is learned rather than innate. And this is developed through reinforcement and repetition, and that is from the Britannica Dictionary.
One of my favorite dictionaries, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
But habits are really important to form, right? We talk about, there are many quotes. One of my favorite is, the chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken, meaning that once you form them, they tend to stick around. And that's my kind of gripe with a lot of longer term goals, is that it's kind of like way off there in the distance and it doesn't come into your daily routine unless you make them micro goals.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about the habits we want to break. We want to stop spending money. We want to stop impulse buying. We want to stop eating out as much. But we want to talk about these positive habits that we can add to our life that are really going to supercharge our financial future. And also just makes life a little bit simpler because you're not having to rethink these financial decisions on a regular basis.
Mm. And one of the things that we know is that when it comes to money, habits tend to trump like those longer term goals just because they are repeatable and you can fine tune them. And they tend to stick around and they tend to inform other parts of your life as well. You know, if you are mindful of money every single day, if you have a ritual or a habit, that can then inform other parts of your life as well. And it's money is one of these topics that it makes a lot of sense to have habits around. So, Kate, let's try and forge some habits or give people the kind of the fire to go on and to pick one of these or all of these to incorporate into their daily routine. And then we can share kind of some hacks to make it like supercharge.
Awesome. So the very first one, and it will come as no surprise to regular listeners of the podcast, is to automate your savings and investment goals. Now, we talk about this a lot, and a lot of people have probably heard this idea, so it won't be a new concept, but often we need a few nudges before we actually go and set up these automations in our bank accounts or in our investments. So we want to take away friction when it comes to building positive steps for our financial future and add friction when it comes to things like Apple Pay and online shopping. So what are some practical ways we can do that? We can set up, if we have a savings goal, say we want to save $1,000 for a holiday. Okay, if we're going to save this over 10 months, we're going to set up an automated savings transfer from the money our salary comes into of $100 will automatically go into our savings account once we're paid every month.
And it's you can do this. You don't need a fancy bank account. You can do this with any bank. Yesterday, I set up a recurring BPAY once every month with ING. You can do it with any bank. But you can also do this with your investing, Kate. And that's the big one that we always talk about is automated investing, dollar cost averaging, all of those kind of buzzwords that are very simple, even though it sounds like jargon, very, very simple to do. How can we do this with investing?
Yes. So, one way is using a platform like Perla. Disclosure, they are sponsor of the show. They allow you to automate your investments. So, you can set up that once your account hits this amount, it's automatically invested in your chosen ETF portfolio on a monthly or however often basis. Mm-hmm. Or Because a lot of platforms haven't quite got to this point yet, but I think it will come, you can automatically transfer amount into your investment savings account mm-hmm. on a monthly basis when you get paid. And then maybe your trigger is once you get to $1,000 or $2,000, you go out and buy the next ETF or share for your investment portfolio.
Yeah. And you can use reminders,
yeah.
Which we'll get to in a little while. But you can also do things like robo-investing is a great way to get on top of your investing and make it a habit without even really making it a habit. So things like Sixpart, StockSpot, InvestSmart, who are also a sponsor of the show, you can do that. Even something we haven't talked about as much is micro-investing
yes.
and roundups with Raise. A platform where you can just extra 50 cents, extra dollar. I think a lot of the supermarkets are getting onto this with donations at the moment, but it's pretty much the same thing. So automation is key to really supercharging some of those habits.
Yeah. My sister pointed out the other day that everyone's Netflix subscription just happens in the background without them thinking about it. Mm. It's just pulling money out of their account every month. So you've got that entertainment subscription. So you want to subscribe in the other way to your investing. So you want to be doing something in the background without you having to think about it every month that's going to be positive for you, whether that's saving or investing, whether it's, I know some of the banks allow you to round up spare change into a savings account. All these things, you can just choose one of them. Just try something, whether it's 50 cents a week is just rounded up into an account that you just get that feeling. It might not be a lot at the start, but you just get that feeling of how do I automate my goals and how do I do this without even having to think about it every day.
Mm, I like it. So number two, Kate, is just having regular wins. And these are important because there are studies that show when you feel good about your habit and feel good about achieving something, you're more likely to keep going and keep doing it. And so this is really important. Celebrate your victories, basically, and to incorporate that into your strategy.
Yeah. So instead of just having these huge goals that are possibly years off, I remember in 2018 and 2019 when I was saving for my European adventure I never quite ended up going on, thank you to COVID, mm-hmm. I was trying to save quite a lot of money. And so at the time, that was a huge amount. I never really saved that amount because I think I was trying to get $10,000 for over 6 months. So I broke it into lots of small steps that every month I could tick off. I'd saved $500 and put it in my savings account. And that gave me really positive reinforcement that every month, not every month, sometimes I didn't get there, but I could put that money in a savings account and tick it off on my, I wrote out a little list of like 500 to 10,000 and all those increments. So you could tick it off and get that positive reinforcement. So whatever your goal is, what are some ways you can break it down into really small chunks that aren't too hard to reach? Because that huge goal can feel really far out of reach. But if you break it into small chunks and then every month or every couple of months when you reach these smaller goals, you can celebrate. And celebrating doesn't have to look like going out and buying something. It could just be having a coffee with a friend and actually going, okay, I want to acknowledge that I made it to this milestone. And these are important milestones to celebrate on the way to my big goal.
And that's why tracking what you do is really important too, like just tracking anything. Because
yeah.
then that's when you know you're progressing. You know, you don't just... No one falls their way to the top of the mountain, as they say. You know, it's a step-by-step process. And you have to start by putting a foot down and then keep putting the next one down. And that's the same with finance. So,
yeah. And you should celebrate your very first investment. I thought it was really encouraging. I know we've talked about celebrating making your first investment and getting your first dividend before. And at Glenn James's My Millennial Money Melbourne event, a listener of, I think, both of our podcasts came up to us and let us know that they'd invested their very first amount and received their first dividend. And they wanted to tell someone. And that is fantastic. I love to see that.
So number three, Kate, big three, is meal prep on the weekends. A good habit, yes or no?
It's a good habit. It's not advice I take all the time.
I like it.
Yes. I think it is really important. And the times I have taken this advice myself, it has worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not mean making all your meals for the week. It might just mean cooking one meal, so you've got a few servings. So a few nights of the week, you don't have to worry about cooking. And especially if you're busy and you've got late nights, you might just resort to takeout or something a little bit more expensive or a little bit less healthy. So if you can cook one good meal on the weekend, that's going to last you a few nights. And even another thing that has helped is just planning out the week. So what days am I going to be in the office? What days am I working from home? So I can save a bit more money on the working from home days by making a sandwich or something like that. And then I can keep my spending lunch money for when I'm in the city and I want to go out and have lunch with friends or things like that. So you're planning in advance all of those things you're going to be spending on.
Yeah, I love meal prep on Sundays. The two biggest expenses, two biggest stresses for most families are your rent or your mortgage, followed by your grocery bill. Give you a quick hint, chop your pumpkin up into 1 centimeter cubes, roast them, get a roast chicken, chuck it in with some spinach leaves, get some pine nuts in there, a little bit of olive oil, and you can have that for a few days. That's your Monday to Thursday lunch sorted. It is a great one. Chuck some quinoa in if you want to thicken it up a bit, and that will cost you less than $3 a serve.
Yeah, and if you can
really tasty.
Put your shopping list for the week together and do it all at once on the weekend, it usually is cheaper than lots of small trips during the week where you end up adding things to cart that you probably didn't need or you wouldn't have bought if you'd done all your shopping at once.
Just three meals. Think of three meals. That will get you through the week. And, you know, the longer the better. Veggies can last a while in the fridge. Okay. Number four is having a splurge account. This is a bit of a play on old Barefoot Investors splurge or spending account. It's the money that we can have a bit of fun with, Kate. How do we make a habit out of this?
Yes. So I feel like there's always this tension between saving money for the future and also spending money because you don't know exactly what's to come in the future and you really want to enjoy the moment. And so a way to overcome this and overcome any guilt you might feel with spending is intentionally putting money aside every month or fortnight when you get paid into an account that is your splurge account or whatever. A lot of people like to give their accounts little names or emojis to go along with it, but this is the money that makes you happy that you get to spend intentionally on the things that bring you joy. So working out what this looks like for you, and maybe it's $200 or maybe it's $500 a month, but automating this into a savings account that you can then spend guilt-free on things you love.
We talk about, in psychology, we talk about something called worry time, which is your time of the day, might be 10 minutes, where you can just worry about stuff. And it what it does is a habit, it forces you to just get all of your worrying done. And it's a chance for you to psychologically be like, okay, I'm done. Now I can move on. Let's be positive. And you can do that with your money. You can celebrate and you can say, this is my money for whatever. Guilt-free spending.
Yeah.
That's what this account is for. It might be 10% of your money. It might be 5%, whatever. You can use it, spend it, have fun, build those experiences and don't worry about it.
So for me, that looks like when I want to go and buy a nice baguette from a bakery or I want to go out with friends for breakfast, I don't have to worry that this is kind of an unnecessary expense and I'm derailing my financial future because I think about my financial future a lot, but I don't want to be thinking about it at the expense of all my meaningful relationships and expense of my time right now. So I want to put money aside for those things and I want to spend without thinking the whole meal, oh, this is really expensive. I shouldn't have spent this money.
I like it. Number five, the fifth habit that it would be really good for people to kind of form. And you can work on this starting this weekend, Kate. This very weekend indeed. Using your Sunday nights. We just talked about meal prep. Might take you half an hour. Saves you a lot of money. What about this one?
Yeah. So, I like to get on top of things on the weekend. And whether that's the meal prepping, organizing myself for the week, cleaning, washing, all that sort of stuff. I like to do that on the weekend so I feel ready for the week ahead. So, the fifth thing that I think is a really good habit that's worth trying is doing a Sunday night financial outline. And that is everything from planning your week ahead and what does that look like and what are the things that are coming up that you're going to be spending money on this week. If you know there's a dinner coming up, have you allocated some money for that? And maybe that might take a bit of a chunk out of your entertainment budget for the month. So is there anything you can reduce your spending on else during the week? So you might have a few more homemade meals during the week. So you've got that money put aside, but you don't know that unless you sort of outline the week and look at what are the upcoming costs and things. And I really like on the weekend, just reflecting on my week that's been, and you can reflect on where did I spend money this week and what places brought me the most joy from spending money on and where did I spend, like maybe I don't really care about buying coffee. We always use coffee as an easy example, but sometimes you just do it on autopilot and it's just something you do and not something that brings you much happiness. And so that might be something you reflect on and go, okay, that didn't bring me, I kind of just did it on autopilot. It wasn't really intentional. It didn't bring me a lot of happiness and I'd rather allocate that money somewhere else next week. And so by looking at the week that's been and reflecting on that and where you spent your time and money, and you can go, well, where do I want to spend my time and money next week?
I like it. Spending with intention is what we talk about a lot on the Australian Finance Podcast. And it makes a lot of sense because once you know you've got your jar, what can you fit inside it? Your money isn't infinite unless you're got a money printing machine, which if you do, let us know. You can put the big rocks in and let everything else fall around the outside. And once you do that, by having some sort of deliberate thing that you do every week, you can set your weekly budget and you can say, I'm going to spend on this and not on that, and I'm going to get more happiness from that. So aligning your happiness to that is a great thing to do. Calendar invites, set it up, make it recurring. Give yourself a bit of a nudge to help you on your way.
Yeah, whether it's a reminder or a calendar invite or a friend that you say every weekend, we're just going to message each other what we've reflected on for the week and what our spending looks like for the next week. So you've got someone to be accountable with, or whether it's a family member or a partner you can do this with. It helps to do it with someone else, but doing it a solo reflection time is also good as well.
Yeah, I might sit down with my pet rabbit this week and talk it over with her and see what she thinks. But Kate, so we've got these five money habits. One is automate your savings. Have an investing plan, basically. Set small goals, maybe daily, maybe weekly, whatever. Don't just set, like, I want to be a millionaire in 20 years. Set something that you can celebrate every day. Give yourself a pat on the back. Meal prep, huge way to save money. Also good for the old, the body as well. Always helps to plan for something healthy. Have that spending account and be okay with it. No such thing as a guilt-free pleasure, because why would you feel guilty about having pleasure? It's a good thing, right? So, and number five is have a night or a day or a morning. If you're a early worm or a night owl, doesn't really matter. Get up, plan your week, reflect on what's happened, and you'll be better for it because you'll be spending with intention. So, okay, five ways to incorporate habits into your routine.
Yes, absolutely. So there are plenty more money habits that will probably work for you and that have worked for you, and we'd love to hear them. So send us a message on Instagram at Rask Australia. We'll put it in the show notes. If you're a Rask Core member, jump into the community discussion and share there. Or you can find us on Twitter at Rask Australia as well.
I like it.
Yeah.
Kate, thanks for joining me for this bonus episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
Yeah, something a little bit different and shorter. So let us know if you like shorter content.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rask.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rask Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcasts@rask.com.au. InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10, and to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me,
invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high-growth strategy focuses on longer-term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside RAS Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called RAS Core. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 RAS community members have begun the RASC plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that. But one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian property podcast by RASC, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RAS Core, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax. I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nivexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASC users get 20% off an annual plan with Nivexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nivexa's software and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nivexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASC community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the Rask YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the Rask network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the Rask Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we're on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. Rask Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the Rask Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support Rask and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the Rask Network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.